You're here at the 10th International Conference on Precision Agriculture. What is your company doing here? How are you representing Leica here at the conference?
Well, we've done a couple different things, and the biggest part of it is to have our booth here at the trade show to be able to make sure that all the practitioners that are here at the show, along with the researchers and the different people from the industry, all have a chance to see and touch what Leica is about from an ag standpoint. We're fairly new into the ag market, and we feel that a show that has this kind of caliber of attendee, we really need to be at to make sure that we could show them what we're up to and where we're at in the marketplace.
What kind of things are you showing them? What new toys and tools do you have that practitioners can put into use?
Well, I think we start with our standard old, the tried and true RTK Mojo system that we've got out here with the virtual wrench. We're running a demo of showing what our virtual wrench can do for that Mojo RTK system. And then, along with that, we've brought a couple new products into the marketplace, the Mojo 3D, which is a 7-inch touchscreen control unit that can be used on its own as a manual steering device or hooked up all the way into the Mojo RTK for a nicer user interface for an RTK setup that provides us some not only on-screen view of coverage, but also can do width control for us at the same time. So an added package that we can put onto an existing Mojo system or one that can be just running alone if someone just wants to get started on Precision Ag. Just take the 3D, use it as a manual steering device, steer to it, and add on width control if they choose to do that to kind of get started on things.
There are some producers here, but it seems like the focus of the audience here are the academics, the researchers, folks like that. Do you present to them differently that they can take some of your ideas back to the farmers that tap into their resources and kind of hit an indirect market that way?
I think, we always are excited in talking to those that are out there doing research work. I mean, we continue to try and work more with them and supply some equipment so they're familiar with it. But I think in a lot of cases, a symposium like this really gives that academia a little bit of what's the real-world capability out there and keeping it grounded as to what the next research piece needs to be and where they're at, because it's a very symbiotic relationship. It's wonderful stuff that we see, being talked about of, there's no magic bullet, I think, was the words that were used. Ultimately, it's hard work or it's not that hard of work. It's a matter of utilizing the experiences of the past 15, 20 years and going ahead and finding what it is that's the next piece that's going to make that grower money, whoever it is that's helping them do that, whether that's a researcher at a university or whether that's an industry person with a product to sell. And I think that's what also is so nice about this type of an approach is that it does keep everybody really up to speed and on board with what each are doing so we can have reality out there and truly help that industry grower do better with what they're doing out there.
Excellent. Some great information. Anything else you'd like to let our audience know about what you guys are doing here at the conference and what you hope to accomplish over the next couple of days?
Well, I think, it's just a matter of making contacts with some old friends and finding some new ones. It's always good to reconnect. Too often we aren't at the right shows or able to talk to a lot of the people that attend this one. So it really is kind of some reconnection of some old friends. And at the same time, be able to make sure everybody realizes that from an RTK standpoint, Leica is... we are the networks out there in a lot of cases, so we've got that extra little piece that we can provide very easily with our reference group station that does a Coors Networks out there, does some private RTK networks. So trying to make it sure that everybody understands that now we've got product offering in the submeter, just WAS only, all the way up into that very accurate RTK system, and that Leica is a company that's viable in this ag business.
Excellent. Harlan Little with Leica Geosystems. Thanks for talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.